The MDDI shared at last year's budget that $260 million was earmarked for SPH Media Trust for the financial year 2024-2025. We were also told that the ministry had established key performance indicators for SPH Media Trust. The minister said that while SPH Media Trust had maintained its overall reach and achieved a modest increase in its digital subscriptions, it did not meet all its KPIs on digital reach, youth reach, vernacular reach, and average time spent on its websites and apps. Accordingly, it did not get the full funding, I beg your pardon, it did not receive the full funding that was committed. For FY 2024-2025, what objective criteria did the ministry set for these KPIs that were not reached? More specifically, were these KPIs lowered or were they increased? Has SPH Media Trust fared any better since last year? Can the minister share data on print and digital subscriptions to its English and vernacular titles respectively over the last 2 years? I had also asked the minister about the way the ministry presented its subsidies to SPH Media Trust in the budget book, and whether there was a simpler way for the public to track and understand the KPIs the ministry had set for SPH Media Trust. This point is important given the size of the subsidy granted to the mainstream media. After all, as the minister would agree, the proof of the pudding is in the eating. I would like to share anecdotal feedback from those who follow local English news closely, for example, that Channel News Asia's reporting and commentary on local issues in terms of depth has overtaken that of the Straits Times. Does the ministry conduct local surveys to gauge the public response to our local media outlets? And if so, how does it make the decision to deploy taxpayer dollars to those media outlets that rank less satisfactorily in the public eye? How often are such surveys undertaken? What other objective KPIs does the ministry keep track of to ensure that the taxpayer dollars for SPH Media is purposefully spent?
Mr. Pritam Singh expressed concerns about SPH Media's performance. Like news outlets worldwide, SPH Media's print subscriptions have declined as readers shift to consuming news online. However, less than 20% of consumers in advanced countries, including Singapore, now pay for digital news subscriptions. Essentially, they can get it for free and they will continue to enjoy such services for free. Without revealing commercially sensitive information, I can share that SPH Media's digital subscriptions have held steady, and it is now 35% higher than print subscriptions. It was only 20% higher 2 years ago, so you see the shift. SPH Media will have to continue its pivot to digital news, and the government must support this effort so that our PSM entities can meet audiences where they are. Despite not meeting all their KPIs last year, SPH Media did not ask to lower their targets. They are determined to maintain their reach and relevance with Singaporeans. In 2024, they maintained their strong overall reach at 70% of Singapore's resident population, although youth and vernacular reach dipped. In line with the funding agreement, MDDI will prorate and award the performance-linked incentives accordingly. I would like to address slightly, to some extent, the comment that was made by Mr. Pritam Singh when he compared CNA and Straits Times, I believe. I would suggest respectfully to members that comparisons must avoid oversimplification, because we have to remember that CNA is mainly our national broadcaster as well as digital news channel. Whereas most of the titles in SMT, most of the assets of the SPH Media Trust are print. Still, even though they have digital versions and they are meant to be national papers of record. So they are different and complementary. And it is perhaps my, again, humble suggestion to members to look at the performance of public service media holistically, because in truth, we need all of them to reach as many Singaporeans as we can. So that's something to keep in mind. And as mentioned, both CNA and Straits Times remain the top frequented news channels. And members who express concern about the sustainability of public service media will agree with me that the KPIs, such as reach, are important, but they are not the only ways for us to assess the performance and the effectiveness of public service media entities. Equally, we must look at the trust levels that they are able to harness from the population, and we must also look at satisfaction levels. And so those would be the additional KPIs that we are looking to introduce.